John Michael, how are you?
Doing okay. Since we have about 10 minutes, I thought we would dive right in. You know, the person that I first wanted to ask you about was your mother. What role did your mother play in your life?
My mother.
Sounds like she played a rather
Like every mother in Italy is a mother with always with a capital M. My mother, she as I remember her, she was a real wonderful woman. She was one of the most beautiful women in the world for me. She looked exactly like Greta Garbo.
Wow.
And she made a contest in Pozzuoli with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, and she won the contest. And of course, she was completely happy because she was going to Los Angeles, Hollywood, the cinema, the success, and everything. But then the mother, my grandmother, she said, "No, you're not going to leave because." In America, it's very cold, and you don't have a fur coat.
Wow, that's great.
No, it was not true, because she was going to Los Angeles. It's always sun, very sunny. But they didn't know.
Well, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yes. Yes?
Well, your career began at age 14, right? So she was instrumental, I guess, in your career beginning that early.
No, but she didn't know. She was very upset because she had met my father, and things were not going very well. And then later on, she had another child, which is my sister, which he denied to give her the name. So my mother suffered a lot in a real life, very, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
And so one day I was going to school because I was 14, and she said, "You know what we should do?" Because she was very much in love with my father. She said, pretending that it was her idea that I should make something in the movies, which was not true, because underneath she wanted to go to Rome to be able to see my father, which is absolutely normal for a girl that is in love with her man. So she completely said to the teacher, "She's not coming tomorrow. Maybe she will come in a month, but she's going to leave the school." So we left the school and we went to Rome, and we went right away to Cinecittà, where they were doing Ben-Hur, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had to make some money, otherwise we didn't know where to sleep and what to eat. Nothing, with no money with us, and no way of looking for my father.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So little by little, we found some work, and it's in Ben-Hur with the director, that he asked me if I would speak English, and I was saying always yes, answering yes, 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 because it was the only thing I knew how to say in English. And and then he took us, and we made about 30,000 lira, which helped us to be in the city for about a week. Then and we went on in many offices to find work, you know, to be able to have a little test for me. But she was always with me because she didn't want to have anything to do with the cinema. But she was helping me because I was only 15 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
So and I made many tests, and they said always, this girl does not photograph well. She has a big nose, a big mouth. Everything is big. And I said, "My God, everything is big. It's not true." So I was trying to correct the things they were saying. And then little by little, I started to know many offices and many things, and doing a small role and doing also pictures, you know, in these magazines, pictures that they tell the a love story, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And little by little, I started to make, with the help of my mother, my way to know people and to try to make it and to try to stay in Rome as much as I could, because if I wanted to be somebody, if I wanted to be an actress, surely I could not have started if I was in Pozzuoli, which was my little town.
Sophia, you won your Oscar for Best Actress back in 1962. There have been so many memorable movies and so many memorable leading men. What, in your opinion, are your most memorable movies and your most memorable leading men?
Well, Marcello, because with Marcello I've worked for about maybe even more than 20 years of my life. With Marcello, directed always by De Sica. And but the encounter that I had with Charlie Chaplin, I cried. I really cried when I was in my room on the set, because I couldn't believe that I would have arrived to being able to work with this. With this person, with this man, it was really the moment of my life.
To work with Charlie Chaplin.
Charlie Chaplin, yes. He was a very shy person, Charlie Chaplin. I remember the first week of shooting, he was so tense that the cameraman said, "Sir, I think that you should look in the camera, because I cannot work all by myself, because it's too much of a I have to, so to really to be able to make him look the scene through the camera."
Mm-hmm.
And I had a wonderful time with him.
I understand.
I remember one day it was a scene in a big room we had to dance with Marlon Brando, and it was this love story between me and Marlon. And then I was sitting down, and then I had my moment of sadness, and then later on after the scene, Charlie said to me, "You know, I feel when I direct you, I feel like I am a director of an orchestra, because I can say a little more, not say gesturing a little more, a little less, and you do everything I want you to do."
Oh, that's a great story.
And I went to my dressing room and I cried for an hour.
Wow.
It was so beautiful, so simple, so beautiful. What a person, what a person.
I understand that you have been to Dallas before. You were here for this Italian fortnight at Neiman Marcus. You and Carlo Ponti were here and spent some time with Stanley Marcus. What are your memories of that experience and Dallas in general?
Well, it was such a long time ago. My God, such a long time.
Is that the last time you were here?
It was an atmosphere of festivity. It was an atmosphere of you have when you do big things in America. It was great. It was we were all much younger. It was great, marvelous, really marvelous, absolutely. Good things I remember about that. Good, very good things. Especially because I was with my husband, you know.
Right.
It's,
yeah. My editor wanted me to ask you this question. He pointed out to me that we have a local restaurateur here named Shannon Wynn, who has this famous photograph of you with Jane Mansfield taken at Romanoff's in Beverly Hills. What do you remember about that photograph?
I never signed that picture.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
Because it was a moment that for me it was very difficult to cope with. The first party in Los Angeles after coming from Europe, And there she comes, and I couldn't believe what I was looking at. I couldn't believe it, you know. It was something that, you know, it didn't really upset me, but I was a little, as I say, a little shocked.
That's great. That's a great
story. She was a beautiful lady, I mean.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for giving us this 10 minutes. We really appreciate it, and we're really looking forward to seeing you at the Winspear Opera House here in town.
Va bene. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ciao, ciao.
Take care. Bye-bye.